Or you like me and you just can't get enough of Al Gore. You know Al Gore, the guy that's behind the global warming / climate change crisis. The guy that was vice president for a little while, still thinks that he is, had the election stole from him, and he's a billionaire. Says that the world is going to burn up and we're supposed to save all this fuel and blah, 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 and he flies around on his jet. Well, he has a TV network called Current TV, and this story comes from Newsbusters. Al Gore's Current TV calls Sarah Palin a gun-ho and a twilf. You can figure out for yourself what those mean. Days after announcing another huge layoff, Al Gore's Current TV referred to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as a gun-ho and a twilf. These disgraceful, sexually charged epithets were part of an attack on prominent conservatives like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck won't say he's a conservative. He'll say he's an independent or whatever you call him, but doesn't matter. And came in the form of a cartoon ironically titled The Stupid Virus. And here, you scared monkeys don't take offense by this. It says, when a lab monkey declares that President Obama wasn't born in America, he becomes patient zero for a new brand of fear-based news virus. Furus ignoramus. Ignoramus. I don't know how you say that. We watch as the virus goes airborne, spreading from Rush Limbaugh to CNN to the mainstream media to the general public. America devolves into panic, convinced that the president is an illegal alien and is anti-Christ. This is the kind of garbage you see on Al Gore's Current TV. So not only is he making a ton of money from the people regarding this whole climate change nonsense, but now he's sucking people into watching his crap on TV. Me, I'd sooner watch reruns of Leave It to Beaver. I'll let you choose what you want to watch. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.